Logic really might be the most disrespected rapper of all time. From Grammy nominations to platinum-selling records, Logic has low-key been super successful. He's released a New York Times best-selling memoir, headlined multiple world tours, and cultivated a diehard fan base. But even though he's racked up all those wins, the rap game absolutely hates him. Not only do hip-hop's biggest media personalities clown him constantly, but other rappers flat-out ignore him, almost as if he never existed. But why exactly does hip-hop refuse to respect Logic? That's why we're doing a full breakdown of Logic's career and all the reasons why he'll never fully be accepted by the music industry. How did Logic's tragic backstory get used against him? Why did he receive backlash from his fans for his most successful song? And why did J. Cole refuse to work with him? We're even going to do a deep dive into Logic's long-running beef with Joe Budden by covering every single thing these guys have said about each other. Why does Joe hate Logic? And does he actually have a point about Logic trying to gaslight his fans? Finally, we're going to take a closer look at the viral incident where Logic publicly humiliated one of his own fans and how that one mistake may have cost him everything. Part of the reason why so many people hate on Logic actually has to do with his backstory.
Peace, love, positivity!
From the very start, Logic has been super open about the way he came up. He rapped a lot about his biracial identity and how he struggled to fit in. And part of that has to do with how his mother treated him. Logic said that his mom suffered from mental illness and that they have a very estranged, complicated relationship.
One of the last times I had spoken to my mom was on my 21st birthday. And I hadn't seen her in a few years. And the thing about my mother is she's just a mentally ill person. And the last time I'd seen her, she was like covered in blood and naked and screaming and the police were there. It was a whole thing.
Logic has also been very transparent about how his mom, who was white, used to call him racial slurs when he was a little kid. Quote, my mother was racist. It's so hard to wrap your head around the fact that your own mother would call me a nigger as a child. I'm not talking about what's up, my nigger. I'm talking about in a fully prejudiced way. Here's a woman who wants to sleep with a black man and make babies and wants to be racist towards them. It's extremely hard to grasp. But Logic also acknowledged that a lot of people assume he came from a comfortable suburban upbringing because of the way that he looked. People look at me like he's from the suburbs and was raised rich and mommy and daddy pay for everything. Man, get the fuck out of here. Growing up, there was guns in my house. My brothers were out selling crack. I grew up on Section 8 housing, food stamps, welfare, and dealing with social services. I never had a Christmas. I never had a birthday. After being expelled from high school, Logic decided to focus completely on building a rap career. His Young Sinatra mixtape series smashed download records and helped build him a homegrown fan base.
Various listeners, whistling as death. Don't give a damn, I'm repping Young Sinatra till my last breath.
That's hard, honestly. By 2015, he signed a splashy record deal with Def Jam and even got legendary producer No ID to executive produce his debut album. In those early days, people were calling Logic the next J. Cole. XXL ranked him as one of the top freshman artists next to heavyweights like Chief Keef and Travis Scott. He was scoring features from hugely respected artists like Pusha T and Childish Gambino, while he was touring with up-and-coming heavyweights like Tyler, the Creator, YG, and Big Sean. What I'm saying is that Logic was definitely being looked at as one of hip-hop's brightest and most promising stars. But when Logic was putting out his third album, things started to go left.
If you believe in this message and my message of peace, love, and positivity and equality for all, then I demand that you applaud.
In 2017, Logic released what would end up being his biggest song ever. He teamed up with Alicia Cara and Khalid to drop 1-800-273-8255, a single meant to raise awareness about the Unalive hotline. And 1-800 did exactly that. In fact, when Logic performed the song at the VMAs later that summer, the hotline received a 50% surge in activity. That wasn't all though. Logic's 1-800 song kept getting bigger and bigger. Even though it originally debuted at number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, the song eventually clawed all the way up to the number 3 spot. It became a massive radio hit, went 8 times platinum, and received 2 Grammy nominations, one for Song of the Year and one for Best Music Video. While Logic had been a moderately successful rapper for years, the runaway success of 1-800 launched him into the mainstream. All of a sudden, the so-called Young Sinatra was known for being the 1-800 song guy. And while countless fans reached out to Logic to let him know how much the 1-800 song had changed their life, it also altered the trajectory of his career. In his memoir, Logic reflected on how 1-800 turned his own fans against him. Quote, that was also the moment some of my own fans started turning against me, because I didn't belong to them anymore. The same fans who heard the 1-800 and been like, this is amazing, this is so special, this is needed, were now the ones going, this sucks, and he's too mainstream. The most popular thing I'd ever done, the song that was going 7 times platinum, suddenly became the worst song Logic ever made. But it was actually a bit more complicated than that. As 1-800 blew up, Logic started to sacrifice his underground credibility. While the old Logic used to be known for his huge passion for hip-hop, the new Logic was more likely to hang around with Ellen DeGeneres. And while the world started to call Logic the voice of his generation, hip-hop fans started to cringe. 1-800 might have had a positive message, but some of the lyrics, like Logic screaming, "Who can relate?" just felt goofy. And when his new album Everybody hit, fans were even more divided by the content. On the song Ink Blot with Juicy J, there's literally an outro where Juicy J is telling listeners to unalive themselves. And this is on the same album that 1-800 is on. Just 2 years later, Logic appeared on the French Montana song Twisted, where he actually mocked his own 1-800 song. "Then I bounce, hell nah, I can't do no date. 1-800, then I kill the pussy. Who can relate?" After hearing Logic constantly talk about how important the message of 1-800 was, fans thought that he seemed tone deaf.
"Then I won't find solace, so where's the logic in that? Worry about if they think Logic can rap."
But it turns out a lot of people thought Logic was just being straight up corny. In a 2017 interview, Joyner Lucas blasted Logic for trying to, quote, "prove that he's black."
"He can rap, but I feel like he just tries to prove that he's black too much for me. It just seems like all his bars are just like every other bar, every other song is, I'm black, you know what I mean? Or I'm half black and half white. That's cool, you know what I mean? Like, that's who you are, but it's just too repetitive for me."
And Joyner wasn't the only person saying it. Across social media, fans were making fun of Logic for constantly rapping about being biracial. One review of Logic's Everybody album literally describes the album as, quote, "Logic complains about being biracial for an hour." In a world where Drake and J. Cole are easily two of the biggest rappers on the planet, people just don't want to hear Logic constantly address his biracial identity. Especially since some of his bars were just corny. Just really corny. Like on Logic's horribly titled song, Africa Aryan.
"When I act like I'm adopted, go back in time to when my nigga daddy impregnated my cracker mama and stopped it."
And again on the song Black Spider-Man.
"I ain't ashamed to be white, I ain't ashamed to be black. Saying to my beautiful Mexican wife, as a matter of fact, I know you f***ing with that."
And on Black Spider-Man again.
"I'm just as white as that Mona Lisa. I'm just as black as my cousin Keisha. I'm biracial, so bad Felicia."
And then there's his song Take It Back.
"You ain't black, you a motherfucking white boy. White shut your mouth, do a right boy. High boy, boy, man, why you such a high boy? Hype, why you always talk about being black? Being skin too white, nigga, f*** that."
All right, bro. We got it. It's not that people didn't want to hear Logic rap about his life experiences. It's just that fans have heard him talk about the same content over and over and over and over again. At a certain point, it was almost as if Logic was like trying to convince people he was biracial. Logic even tried to rope J. Cole into rapping on his Take It Back song.
"Say, bro, you are my Hove. You're my Jay-Z. I waited outside for you. You're the only rap concert I've ever been to. I told him this."
But Cole wasn't exactly feeling it. And since J. Cole has a reputation for being a pretty nice guy, he let Logic down lightly, telling him,
"That's your story. When I listen to that song, that is your story."
Still, Logic begged J. Cole to let him use a voicemail as a so-called bonus track on the album. And while Cole gave his permission, the fact that he didn't even bother to lace his so-called biggest fan with the verse speaks volumes. And J. Cole does verses for everybody. He even does verses for K-pop songs. But he flat out did not want to entrust Logic with a guest verse. Cole obviously just does not fuck with his music. People were clearly sick of Logic to the point where him rapping about being white or being black just became a meme. Imagine your childhood trauma becoming a fucking meme. It's a little crazy, but I mean, he did it to himself. And other rappers were piling on against Logic too. In 2019, fellow Maryland rapper IDK called out Logic on the song Trigger Happy.
"Logic and his manager tried to ruin my deal. I guess that's what happens when you tell a nigga who spent his whole career proving that he's black, that he ain't black still."
Logic's critics didn't feel like he was being true to himself, and that by constantly referencing about being biracial, he just sounded insecure and inauthentic. But there was nobody who ripped Logic apart worse than Joe Budden.
"Hey, let's celebrate Logic getting the fuck out of here, nigga."
For years, Joe Budden has dedicated himself to being Logic's most persistent hater. When Logic announced his retirement in 2020, Joe was one of the first people to celebrate the news, saying,
"You should have retired a long time ago, Logic. Who cares?"
Logic responded by saying that Joe Budden's constant criticism affected his mental health and even led him to being depressed. In an interview with Billboard, Logic calls critics like Joe Budden and Charlamagne Tha God,
"Those are the people who make me want to kill myself at times. Those are the people who made me depressed and told me I'm not good enough.
After hearing Logic open up about his depression, Budden offered him a public apology.
Last week, I came in here feeling pretty tumultuous, fresh out of Twitter jail, unable to properly read the room, and just hating myself and life, honestly. And unfortunately, I projected some of that onto you, Lodge, and for that, I want to apologize.
But the truce did not last long. Logic's so-called retirement lasted less than a year, and his return to music in 2021 did not help those corny allegations. Instead of celebrating Logic's return, fans felt that he had pump-faked them with his retirement announcement and that the whole thing was motivated by album sales and attention-seeking. In 2023, Logic posted a clip of him covering Ice Cube's iconic song, It Was a Good Day. The video quickly went viral, and everybody hated it. Across social media, people were accusing Logic of butchering one of the most classic and beloved hip-hop songs of all time, and Joe Budden begged Logic to go back into retirement. But that's not all. Joe even accused Logic of faking his depression, claiming that he was just trying to manipulate his fans.
Everything about Logic is pandery, so there's really no way to ever tell what's truthful and what's not truthful. Since he said that, I try to take him off my list of people to speak about, because I do have a heart, right? But I do think he's foolish.
The very next year, Logic sat down with his biological dad for an emotional sit-down interview. In a 72-minute video called I Cried With My Dad and Confronted Our Trauma, Logic opened up to his father about being abandoned by him as a child.
I pack a backpack because my mom says that my dad is going to come and pick me up. And I wait all day outside. And I wait and I wait and you don't come. And it's not the first time. There's a part of me that has grown as I am and developed as I feel mentally, the little boy that's still waiting on a curb for his dad.
But while Logic thought he was confronting his childhood trauma, the whole video pissed Joe Budden off.
I think that Logic has a lot of that self-hate inside of him. It comes out in these weird ways. Like the whole story about Logic's upbringing and his mom calling dad and some of that hate that they crazy. Speak about. I want to smack Logic for talking to his dad.
Yeah, that was true. Crazy.
I seen that shit and prayed for him. Imagine Drake did something like that to his dad. Like, imagine that. This is crazy.
Joe Budden was constantly coming for Logic's neck. And while Logic fans may have thought this was overkill, a lot of people actually agreed with Joe. A lot of people thought that Logic posting a video of that conversation felt like clickbait, especially since he was using the whole thing as promo for a brand new song. And when you dig a little deeper, a lot of rappers seem to feel the same way. Logic is barely ever recruited to feature on other rappers' albums, even though he came up with well-established stars. A couple of years ago, Logic was touring with Tyler, the Creator. But by 2025, if we're being honest, you couldn't even imagine Logic being in the same room as Tyler. It's almost as if people just flat out decided to ignore Logic, even though he built his own indie fan base. But lately, Logic's own fan base seems to be getting sick of him.
You think you can do me a favor and pay attention in the front seat and not be on your phone for a second?
Logic recently went viral for a weird confrontation during one of his shows. During a concert stop in Colorado, Logic decided to stop the performance to personally confront a fan who was apparently texting in front of him.
Hold on, pause it. Hold up. Are you on your phone texting as I am giving my all? Get this motherfucker on.
Even diehard Logic fans were completely baffled about why he would stop his show to complain about a paying fan texting, especially since the song he was performing sounded mid as fuck, to be honest. The whole situation came off as bizarre and petty, and nobody seemed to be on Logic's side here. Somebody literally commented, "Bitch, this ain't a classroom, just rhyme your rhymes." The craziest thing about this incident is that in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that crazy, but it's gotten Logic more attention than he's gotten in years. If anything, the uproar over how Logic treated one of his own fans has people taking a second look at him, and they don't really like what they see. It's almost as if the incident is reinforcing people's worst beliefs about who Logic is, that he's a try-hard nerd who is just way too insecure and sensitive for the rap game. Not to mention that he comes across as just straight up unlikable. The fact that Logic disrespected one of his own people is a huge deal. For years, Logic branded himself as being all about positivity and good vibes. But if the people who pay to be in the front row at his shows are in danger of being insulted by him, it wouldn't be too surprising if his diehard fan base decides to jump ship. Logic might still be actively making music, but at this point, it's clear that hip-hop will just never fully accept him.